From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Wild weather continues to plague the Midwest and the South today. Weather officials in central Tennessee say at least two people are dead, 30 others are injured after a twister touchdown there today. Officials say the Blackman community near Murfreesboro was the hardest hit. Meanwhile, three people were killed by a tornado that struck the mountain community of Mena, Arkansas just after 8 p.m. last night. Resident Ed Held says the town took a direct hit.
A big tornado come through and just wrecked us. A path of destruction like you wouldn't believe.
Tornado also touched down in southwestern Kentucky today, injuring two people, damaging homes, and then knocking down trees and power lines. That happened in an area some 120 miles to the southwest of Louisville. The waiting game between the U.S. Navy and Somali pirates who are holding an American captain hostage continues. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, both sides are between a rock and a hard place.
One FBI official familiar with the investigation said that the U.S. Navy and the pirates are facing a high seas dog day afternoon. If the U.S. Navy moves in, the pirates have said they will kill their hostage, American Richard Phillips. If the pirates actually kill Phillips, what little leverage they have disappears. In 2006, the U.S. Navy and Somali pirates were in a similar standoff. In that case, the pirates had 16 Indian hostages. They exchanged shots with the U.S. Navy, and eventually, they gave up. All the hostages were released unharmed, and the pirates were put on trial in Kenya. They're still in jail today. FBI negotiators are working with the U.S. Navy to try to talk these Somalis into giving up. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Five U.S. soldiers were killed. Another was wounded today when a suicide bomber rammed his truck into a wall outside an Iraqi police complex in the northern city of Mosul. Two Iraqi policemen were also killed and 17 others were hurt. According to a U.S. military official, the American soldiers were not targeted in the attack but just happened to be on the street when the incident occurred. It's the deadliest attack on U.S. forces in Iraq in more than a year. Financial crisis is causing the federal budget deficit to soar towards record levels, NPR's Charles Snyder reports.
For last month alone, the government posted a more than $192 billion deficit. That's a record for March and is nearly four times the gap at this time last year. When you total up the first 6 months of the budget year that started October 1st, the deficit is well on its way to the more than $1.7 trillion the Obama administration is projecting for the whole of fiscal 2009. For the first half of the fiscal year, the Treasury Department says the deficit totals more than $956 billion. The government has handed out billions, primarily to troubled banks, but also to the insurance giant American International Group, Detroit Auto Companies, and housing finance companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The government is also paying more in unemployment benefits and food stamps. Charles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street is closed today. This is NPR. Wildfires have destroyed more than 100 homes in Oklahoma and are being blamed for three deaths in Texas, along with the destruction of at least 30 homes there. Oklahoma's governor has declared a state of emergency, while the governor of Texas is asking the federal government to issue an emergency declaration for 199 counties. The wildfires, driven by high winds, have scorched more than 100,000 acres in Texas alone. In Montague County, a sheriff's department official says a couple died when fire overtook their home. A woman died en route to the hospital, possibly from a heart attack. In Washington, D.C., the Corcoran Gallery of Art has announced it is cutting 18 jobs from its museum and art school. NPR's Katie Dunn has more.
The Corcoran was founded in 1869. Representatives say it is the second oldest art gallery in the country. Paul Greenhalgh is the director at the Corcoran. He said professors were not among those laid off. The museum didn't want to risk losing students.
The students, obviously our degree students, are central to our, you know, they're the lifeblood of the institution. And so we have protected that very carefully.
Greenhalgh says despite economic problems, applications to the graduate and undergraduate programs at the school are at record highs. The Corcoran is not the only museum that's been affected by the ailing economy. The Smithsonian and the Newseum, also in Washington, D.C., recently announced layoffs. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art has done the same. Katie Dunn, NPR News, Washington.
Seven-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong said today a French anti-doping agency could prevent him from riding in this year's race. The 37-year-old Armstrong, in a video aired on his anti-cancer website, said he violated protocols during a recent drug test. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.